听力课堂，听 class.com。
My salary is $1.1 million. I received stock compensation with a value of $8.5 million and last year an annual incentive payment of $73,000.
Well, of course, it makes sense then that you would need a big rate increase.
And of course, she was being quite facetious there. Is that going to stop?
Well, actually, Kira, that's sort of the tip of the iceberg. That's a modest salary compared to a number of the top CEOs who are making up to $24 million each. The top five insurance companies in 2009 had $12.2 billion worth of profits between the companies, 50% higher profit statements than a year earlier. So the enormous rate increases, staggering rate increases, don't match the profit statements. There's a real disconnect. And too many Americans are really in a life or death situation. They desperately need the coverage. They don't have a large employer to negotiate on their behalf. And yet they're being kicked out of the marketplace because they simply don't have thousands of dollars extra to put on the table.
Secretary Sevias, a lot of people say, well, look, when you talk about tip of the iceberg, it's not just insurance companies. It may be hospitals. It may be manufacturers of a lot of supplies that are used in hospitals. There are a lot of different organizations, groups, people who contribute to healthcare costs. Are you going to be going after all these folks? I mean, there are companies that are posting huge profits that make supplies for hospitals. How about them?
Well, I think definitely a part of the underlying health reform is really to pay a more reasonable rate for the products that are delivered. And we want to go to competitive bidding on durable medical equipment. That in and of itself, just making companies bid and not sort of fixing a price. We want to insert some market strategies in Medicare programs so that we actually can lower costs over time. There's a lot we're overpaying for. We're subsidizing the so-called Medicare Advantage plan, 12% more, and 80% of seniors are paying those higher rates for issues that don't really add to health outcomes for seniors. So we want to be smart about what we're spending, but actually lower the costs over time, pay for quality, pay for outcomes, and stop overpaying for everything in the medical system, which is driving up costs. That's all part of the reform bills that passed both the House and the Senate.